He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is January the 23rd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we are off to a very sloppy start in the market here today. In fact, I would have to say that we're off to a sloppy start so far in 2014. And you ask, well, what changed? We ended up 2013 so strong. What changed? Well, I've been explaining that every day here on the show and every week in my newsletter and every day in my tweets that I send out. But let's begin by looking at what's going on today. The S&P 500 is down 15 points right now. That's a 0.85% drop. The S&P 500 is at 1,829. The Dow is now at 16,222. It's down 151 points right now. That's a 0.9% drop. The NASDAQ is down 40. The NASDAQ is also down 1%. It's not bucking the trend today like it has been recently, where you've had days in the Dow that were down, but the NASDAQ was up. Note, today it's pretty much across the board, about a 1% drop. 0.9% to 1% drop in the market. The NASDAQ is down 39 points currently. Gold is up 1.5% today. Gold is at $1,257 per ounce. Crude oil is at $97.20. And the 10-year yield, let's see, I'm not getting a reading here yet here this morning. The 10-year yield's been trading at about 2.85%. Probably seeing a little bit of flight of safety into bonds this morning. So what gives? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I've been warning, not warning, just through attrition. I've definitely been doing more selling than I've been doing buying so far here in 2014. In fact, as I looked at my recent numbers, let's see, they are the percentage of cash right now at Gunderson Capital Management is 28%. So almost 30% cash right now. And it just comes about through natural attrition. As I look at my individual stocks on a daily basis, which I never go one day, every single trading day this year, every single trading day last year and the year before, there was never a day where I didn't look at every one of my patients, every one of the members of my rosters, of my model portfolios, and in my clients' portfolios, where I didn't check their temperature, where I didn't look at their overall ranking, where I didn't look at their stock chart to try to assess the health of said stock. And when stocks start to look unhealthy, I move on. I try to stay in the top tier of the healthiest stocks in the market. You probably have figured that out by now. I don't like to buy unhealthy stocks. Vigorous, thriving, flourishing, prospering, that's what I like to see in companies that I own. And when they stop flourishing, when they stop prospering, when they become less vigorous, then it's time to move on. And part of my equation is valuation also, which has also been a concern as we've entered into 2014. I put up the yellow flag in the last newsletter, or the first newsletter of this year, and the yellow flag still flies. Why? One reason is valuation. Every day, I calculate the forward P.E. ratios of about 3,800 different entities in the market. And then at the top of the spreadsheet, I have an average of all 3,800. And the average right now is 19.14. Now, when we finish this current earnings cycle, right now in the midst of earnings season. The whole pile of earnings came in again today. And we'll get new earnings estimates, and we'll get new forward PE ratios, and I'll redo all my valuations, although it's an ongoing thing that I do every single day. But I'll redo them en masse in about 3 weeks or so when all the major companies have reported. Then we'll see where the forward PE is at that time. But right now we're at 19.14. That's the highest number that I've seen since this bull market began back in March of 2009. By the way, we're coming up on that 5-year anniversary of the bull market, which began at the S&P 500 666, and here we are at 1,828. So one thing that caused me to raise the yellow flag was valuations. And I saw a lot of individual stocks that in my book are pushing the envelope as it relates to valuations. Having said that, we have to put it into context. It's nowhere near what it was in the year 2000, in the year 1999, when we saw valuations that were extreme to the max, which Alan Greenspan called irrationally exuberant. The problem was, he said that in about 1998, I want to say. I'd have to look up the exact date. The market, I think, went way up after his comments, but eventually Mr. Greenspan was right. So valuation is one concern that I have. In fact, I had somebody send me an email yesterday. Do you like this stock? It's got a great chart, and it looks like it's going to break out. I said, you know what? You're right. It's got a good chart, but the valuation causes me great concern. For that reason, I don't like to buy stocks just on technical patterns. That's just part of the puzzle. The other big part of the puzzle is valuation and performance. How is it performing against all of the other stocks? Is it flourishing? Is it prospering? Or is it floundering? There's plenty of flounders out there. Look at McDonald's today, another stodgy old stock of yesteryear. GE recently reported. Intel recently reported. Duds, all of them. And performance is very, very important. So just buying a stock on technicals is not a good idea. I had another person send me a text message yesterday, or Twitter. He tweeted me. I respond to my tweets if I'm not just totally busy buying and selling. He said, I heard a rumor that so-and-so is buying big gobs of this $2 stock. I said, well, that's the worst reason ever to buy a stock is a rumor. Number one. And number two, it's a crappy stock. It's a $2 stock. Now watch it go to five or six. You know, that happens all the time. But we're all about probabilities here. The probabilities aren't always going to be right. Another guy wrote to me and said, how come your number one stock, well, I don't know, from a week ago, 2 weeks ago, which was Nu Skin, how come it gets clobbered? I said, you know what? The ranking is just one part of the formula. It doesn't automatically guarantee that the stock's going to go up. Wouldn't that be nice? There's still external forces out there, like communist newspapers, like people smoking at lunch and blowing up the fertilizer plant. There's things that happen externally that you have no control over. That's why you never want to make any one stock more than 3 to 4% of your overall portfolio. You want to spread it around. So just in case some employee is smoking at lunch when he's not supposed to be smoking, blows up the nitrogen plant by accident along with 8 or 9 of his co-workers, and the stock plunges, and you say, well, you know, if this thing goes to zero, the most I can lose is 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. And it's very rare that a stock goes to zero. I mean, if it goes down to 20, if it goes down 25%, that has a 1% impact on your overall portfolio. And hopefully the other flourishing stocks in your portfolio will more than make up for that. So to put a lot of money into any one stock because you heard a rumor, that's one of the common mistakes that people make. Greed gets in the way. Clear eyes become foggy. A clear mind becomes clouded because of greed. And on the opposite side of the coin is fear. Maybe I'm a little bit over cautious right now. 2 days ago, I didn't like the way Netflix was trading. I sold it. Today, I've got bruises all over my left leg from my right leg kicking me. That's called kicking yourself. Netflix is the biggest winner in the market today. It's up 17%. So maybe I'm a little bit too jumpy and a little bit too nervous. But I'd rather err on the side of caution right now as opposed to putting the pedal to the metal. Lastly, we will hear from Miss Yellen next Tuesday at the Fed meeting. The jury is still out. We've got 1 week left in January. January indicator right now, not looking too good, is it? It's just a time to be cautious. Having said that, I'm currently 70% invested. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The sound of a man kicking himself. Right leg kicks left leg till left leg starts to bruise up. That's when you sell a stock and it goes way up. It's the biggest winner in the market, like Netflix. I didn't like the way the chart was looking. Come on, I'm trying to protect on the downside, which I think this so far into the market, 3 weeks into the market, it's been a little bit better to protect to the downside than to push the pedal to the metal even further. And I was just looking out for my clients when I sold Netflix 2 days ago. And I'm just going to have to put up with these bruises all over my left calf muscle. I'm never going to get over this one. You know what? I've seen everything in the market. You want to be in the market, it'll drive you batty after a while. I'm lucky after 20 years that I still have my sanity. But you know what? You just have to do a lot of little decisions every day. Maintain your sanity. Maintain your cool. I don't drink. I stay sober. You need a clear, sharp mind for this business. You got to get a good night's sleep every night. I usually retire to my bed about 8:30 because the bell's going to ring at about 5 and it's time to trudge off to do another radio show. But I love what I do. And we're always in search of those big winners. I'm not a day trader. I'm not looking for a 16th or an 8th. I'm looking for doubles and triples. And if you look at my newsletter, you'll find plenty of doubles. I don't know if we've nailed any triples lately, but we've had lots and lots of doubles. You can look through the newsletter and see for yourself. I'm after big gains. And I'm also after protecting on the downside, too. 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door. And even though this market has started off in a sloppy fashion here in 2013, I think there's all kinds of forces at work. No word from Yellen. Troubles in China. PMI, China, terrible. That meteoric growth in China, that meteoric growth story is long gone, like Apple's meteoric growth story. They disappeared at about the same time. And China is down like 9-10% so far this year after a bad year last year. And yes, it does cause problems in the U.S. markets. Because you do need at least a healthy China out there. We don't need a sick China. We don't need China to get into the same boat that we got into back in 2008 with loose credit, bad mortgages, sour debt, credit markets freezing up, home prices plunging. We don't need that in China. So we do have to keep our eyes on China and what goes on there. But in the meantime, I have found some stocks to buy here in 2014. Now here's a news flash. Biotechs are leading the market right now. I said that 3 months ago. I said that 6 months ago. I said that 9 months ago. I said that a year ago. I said that 15 months ago. And they just keep marching forward. They just keep going on and on and on and on. A lot of them right here in San Diego. Imagine that. A lot of big winners in San Diego. San Diego, good place to come visit sometime. Come and see me here in the downtown area, and we'll show you the office where we have posters on the wall that showed the leading sectors in the market at this time last year. And you'll see that biotechs were on top then. You'll see that biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare are still on top today. One stock that I bought recently is a company that I've actually known quite a bit about for quite some time. I've had the CEO of the company on my show probably 10 years ago. Isis Pharmaceutical, ISIS. They develop treatments for cardiovascular, metabolic, and neurodegenerative diseases and cancer using antisense technology. This is one of the angles that biotech is using to try to discover cures for the problems that befall us, antisense technology. There are several companies like this. Alnylam would be one. And of course, Isis Pharmaceutical, which is headquartered here in Carlsbad, California. Let's see, have I featured ISIS recently? Let's take a look here. We just scroll down the app. View Bill's analysis. I analyzed it on January the 9th. On January the 9th, the stock was at 38. Today it's at 50. That's in 2 weeks. That's why you want to listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Why do I own ISIS Pharmaceutical? Well, it begins with performance, doesn't it? Their performance has been sensational. In fact, I knew the CFO of ISIS Pharmaceutical. I don't think he's with them anymore. He's with the new startup. He used to keep me posted. Nothing insider, nothing that wasn't public knowledge. But he used to just keep me up to date on what was happening at ISIS. Over the last 10 years, it's been a crazy, wild ride. What a long, strange trip it's been, as the Grateful Dead would say. But over the last 10 years, ISIS has delivered 20% per year. And it's been all over the map. The market's delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, ISIS has just about doubled the returns of the market. ISIS has delivered 31% per year, while the market's delivered 17. Over the last 3 years, ISIS has sextupled. That doesn't mean you got 6 kids. I think 6 times what the market's done. The market's done 12. ISIS has done 76% per year, 6 times and plus. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 264%, while the market's up 23%. Would you say that this stock is flourishing? Would you say that this stock is healthy? Would you say that the stock is prospering in this environment? You know, even if you look back at 2008, which I've pointed out many, many times, biotechs did well that year. You got financials blowing up all over the place. You got people being evicted from their homes. Foreclosure notices going out left and right. ISIS was only down 10% that year, while the market was down 38.5. In the app, I chose to keep that year, 2008, a watershed year, as part of the stock statistics. How did it do in 2008? Because I think that's important. ISIS was only down 10. Market down 38.5. Okay, ISIS Pharmaceutical valuation. Well, you know what? Look, this is one of the ones that does not have earnings yet. They've got lots and lots of irons in the fire. They have lots and lots of drugs in the pipeline. But there are no earnings yet. But there are earnings expectations. Obviously. The stock wouldn't be flying like it was if there were not expectations for something good. Something good to come out of that pipeline over there at ISIS up in Carlsbad, California, home of Legoland. ISIS Pharmaceutical is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. We lastly look at the stock chart. It's one of the healthiest stock charts in the entire market. There's 3,779 stocks in my database. ISIS comes in at number 6. And it's a stock we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth accounts. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's come back and do another one, all right? So stay tuned.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. Chinese New Year being given the the blame for a shaky market. And Chinese PMI, as you know, I put up a yellow flag back on the first day of this year on the market. I think that's pretty much been a good thing to tread lightly in this market currently. A lot of profits out there. A lot of big profits out there. There's more reasons to sell right now with people than there is to buy, it would seem. The ones that are going in now full force are kind of the Johnny come latelys, you might say. And the smart people probably are selling too, the Johnny come latelys. And now, having said that, there's still opportunities out there. I just listed one for you, just went over the particulars of yet another biotech. You might think Gunderson, that's all he talks about is biotech stocks. Well, you should have heard me in 2009. You would have thought I was an expert on the pawn shops, the pawn shop stocks, and the auto parts stores, AutoZone and O'Reilly. It was a different market back then. Every year, a theme is kind of set in the market. And how long that theme lasts, nobody knows. But there's always something. The market is relative. There's 3,800 different things out there, at least in my database right now. We're moving towards 4,000 real quickly as I add things as fast as I can when I find them. If I'm missing anything, send me a tweet, send me an email. But there's always something that's at the top on a relative basis, isn't there? There's always something that is excelling while other things are doing poorly. And right now in this market, it continues to be the U.S. stocks. Obviously, China has got a little bit more than the sniffles right now. Looks like it's got a bad cold right now. Latin America's not doing so well. Other areas around the world, it continues to be a U.S. stock market. And for whatever reason, it continues to be a small and mid-cap market. And it will change at some point in time. You all know that. This trend will not last forever. That's why I might be just a little bit jumpy right now, ready to take my foot out the door. But at the same time, I look for opportunities, and I found a few so far. Some of the opportunities I found are a little bit on the unusual side. That doesn't matter. You know, this has been a market that's been very difficult now for the last 15 months for income investors. Where does one go for income in this market? You got a bond market that got clobbered last year. So much for the income you got. Your total return was well into the negative. They're not paying much at the local bank in the way of a CD. We did the math. You go buy your grandkid a CD, and it'll double 72 years from now. That's a long wait. Kid, college is come and gone, you know. Double your money in 72 years. I just think that the place to go still for income happens to be the stock market. Happens to be dividend-paying stocks or collections of dividend-paying stocks. I'm really proud of the returns that I was able to put up in my income account last year. In one of the worst years in the history of the bond market, one of the worst years for income investors, I was up over 20% with my income account, an eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks that also happened to be undervalued, in my opinion, and also happened to be flourishing in today's marketplace. And they have good, solid stock charts, and many of them are still flourishing as we begin 2014. One such animal, one such eclectic stock included in my dividend and dividend and growth portfolio is a closed-end fund. And when I give you the description, you'll probably be able to figure out why it's flourishing right now. I own a closed-end fund called H&Q Healthcare Fund. It's a closed-end fund that invests in health services and medical technology companies for long-term capital appreciation. It has a current dividend yield of 7%. On top of that, it's got some pretty good capital gains over the years. Over the last 10 years, this closed-end fund has delivered triple what the market has returned. Over the last 5 years, this closed-end fund has delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered 17% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's tripled the returns of the market. HQH has delivered 39% per year, while the market's delivered 13. That's exactly three times what the market has returned. And last year, as a member of my income and growth portfolio, H&Q Healthcare Fund was up 62%, while the market was up 23.6. HQH gets a performance grade of A-. You know, that's pretty good for a closed-end fund. A closed-end fund works very much like an exchange-traded fund. It trades throughout the day. It goes up and down throughout the day. It's not priced at the end of the day like an open-end mutual fund is. And a closed-end fund has a net asset value. Here's the net asset value of the members, the holdings in the fund, and you have to pay a little bit of attention to that also. But having said that, this has been a great source for me for growth and income. So if someone comes to me and says, look, Gunderson, I want to be ultra conservative. I want some income. Well, you know what? I'm going to look for a little bit of growth too. Because a little bit of growth along with your income is a very, very good thing. That's the best of both worlds. And see, that's one of the big problems with the bond market. You say, well, I'm getting 5% on this corporate bond. But the problem is the bond has been going down. The principal has been going down because of rising interest rates. And you say, well, I'm going to hold it to maturity. All right, if you're happy with a 5% return per year, hold it till maturity. I don't know what percentage of bonds are held to maturity. Not very many. It's a very, very low percentage. But I just don't see that possibility for capital appreciation coming from the bond market. Because I think the prospects for higher interest rates down the road are still greater than the prospects for lower interest rates down the road. And we should get a big clue this coming Tuesday, next Tuesday, when we finally hear from our new Fed chairman, who's been busy. She's been quiet. She's sequestered somewhere. She's not speaking to the press that I've heard. I have heard one thing from her this year, basically saying, hey, the party's going to continue. But, you know, we still want confirmation. We still want to hear the verbiage. We still want to hear the words that she uses to describe her intentions as it relates to monetary policy going forward. And we haven't quite heard that yet. But having said that, as we look at the current ranking of the asset classes, bonds are at or near the bottom where they've been for the last 15 months. I've kept you out of bonds because of that. I've kept you from a pretty good bashing, one of the worst bashings that the bond market has ever taken. Instead, I've had you in stocks that provide a little bit of income, anywhere from 2% to 7 or 8%. The overall dividend yield of my income portfolio right now is currently about 4.2%. But it added on another 16 or 17 points last year in capital appreciation for a total return somewhere around 21%. I publish it in my newsletter every week. There's no smoke and mirrors. It is what it is. I'm transparent. There's no loss leaders to rope you in. It is what it is. If you like it, you like it. And if you don't, you don't. Take a look at my income portfolio, which includes HQH. By the way, it's very unusual for a closed-end fund out of 3,779 different investments that I track in my database. This closed-end fund comes in at number 15. That's crazy. And it's been good to me. No guarantees going forward. I never make one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. But right now, HQH is currently a stock that I own in my growth and income funds. Now, if you'd like to take a look at the model portfolios in my newsletter, I have an aggressive model portfolio, a conservative growth, the income one, the mutual fund one for all you 401k investors. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the best stocks now. That's a big theme. Best stocks now. I see so many people, I see so many portfolios that come to me that are choking for air, that the healthy plants are being strangled by the weeds in the portfolio. You know, I hate to call some of these great big old venerable companies, Americana companies, weeds, but you know what? They're just not thriving anymore. They're not the double-digit growers that they once were. They're down to 4-5% growth. That's it. And all things being equal, stock price appreciation is pretty much going to track along with earnings growth. And if a stock is only growing their earnings by 4-5%, well, that's about what you can expect to get in stock price appreciation. There's a very, very close correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. And when a company begins to slow down, so does the stock price appreciation. Look at Apple. Once that meteoric rise had finally come to a halt, and no longer are they the Beatles, where everything they release is number one the next day. Even the B-side of the 45 record was number one the next day. And the lines were out the door to get the Beatles' new song. Apple had that fervor for a long time. In fact, Steve Jobs modeled a lot of his company after the success of the Beatles. It's not named Apple just by chance, but eventually that meteoric rise, that extreme popularity of selling out Shea Stadium in 10 minutes, eventually comes back down to earth a little bit. Jobs probably picked a good time to depart this earth. He kind of went out right at the top, didn't he? He was a game changer, one of the most influential people of our generation. In fact, CNBC, I think, has some kind of contest right now. Who's the top 25 most influential people in business? I put Jobs right at the top. You put whoever you want at the top. Jobs blows away Bill Gates, in my opinion. Yeah, you know, I know the operating system Windows, but you know what? I just think the innovation that came out of Apple and the way it changed our lives, well, may never see anything like it. If it happens, it's probably going to be in the biotech arena. Big cures for this and that. We're seeing that on a daily basis. But there's still the big old dud stocks out there that I just don't want to own. I don't want to choke up my portfolio with these big old dud stocks. Let me just give a brief example here. McDonald's is in the news today. When's the last time you walked away from a meal at McDonald's and said, that was a great meal? You know, McDonald's fills a void. When you're in a hurry, you got to grab something quick and it's cheap and it's going to be just adequate, I think, of McDonald's. McDonald's is not In-N-Out Burger by any stretch of the imagination, nor is it Hodad's, which is a place we have here in downtown San Diego, which in my opinion are the best hamburgers in San Diego. McDonald's would be nearer at the bottom of my list, right down there with Jack in the Box. Horrible. Tasteless. I was all excited. McDonald's came out with these new quarter-pound burgers that got something on them. You know, a habanero, or they have one deluxe. So I went and got one. It comes in a box, like something they'd hand to you in a hospital when you're sick. Here's the box. Open the box. It looks like it was constructed by a computer. And it's tasteless. I mean, it is absolutely tasteless. Can't they learn? Can a guy from McDonald's go get an In-N-Out burger and take it apart and study it, notice how they toast the bun, and notice how they use a fresh, nice tomato on there, notice how it's hot right off the grill? That's why you got to wait for it. I was once going through an In-N-Out line with the guy. It takes a little bit longer to get an In-N-Out burger because they give them to you fresh. And he says to me, why can't they make these things up in advance so the line goes faster? I said, if you want that, buddy, go over across the street. See over there the Golden Arches? You run over there and get your burger. I'm waiting in line for a hot In-N-Out. Juicy, okay? I'm not a fan of McDonald's, but from time to time I'll pull through. But the stock has done terrible. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 5%. The earnings growth is about 5%. Isn't that funny that the capital appreciation of the stock is right in line with the earnings these days? Now look, this is one of the great success stories of all time. You'd be hard-pressed to go anywhere in the world and not see Golden Arches. I just spent 5 days in La Paz, Mexico, the capital of Baja California. And what's right in the center of town? A giant McDonald's. I think it's like 5 stories. And there's a line all the time because they love it. It's American. Come to Mexico. Of course, we're eating the Mexican food down there that's native and indigenous to that area, which is fantastic. I wouldn't walk step in a McDonald's down there with all that good food. Yet the Mexican people are lined up to get a McDonald's hamburger. It's funny how the grass is always greener on the other side of the hill. But anyways, maybe it's on the other side of the montaña. I don't know. Over the last 12 months, McDonald's has done nothing. And it's not a good value stock either. It's growing, expected to grow by about 8% per year. You see, this is the difference between a good stock and a bad stock. It may be a good company, and there may be a McDonald's and Golden Arches in every little nook and cranny of the world. But it has a PEG ratio of 2. It has a valuation grade of C-. It does have a performance grade of B. I'll give it that. It's had a pretty good run over the last 10 years. But lately, it has really, really stumbled. And in my book, McDonald's is a very good example of an un-best stock now. It's the antithesis of what a best stock now is. Out of 3,779 stocks, you see, McDonald's comes in at 2,121. And that's about where I would place their new quarter pounders with no flavor. Anyways, best stocks now, it's the theme here. It's the theme of the radio show on a daily basis. It's the theme of the tweets that I send out on a daily basis. I'm at Bill Gunderson. It's the theme of the articles that I write. We have several articles in the pipeline right now that are going out to the various channels that we write for, thestreet.com, MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, townhall.com. Some of them show up on the Huffington Post. You never know where an article by Gunderson might end up. We've nailed some big, big winners here. We won't be sending out an article anytime soon about McDonald's. If we did, it would be, why would anybody own McDonald's? This is Bill Gunderson. If you'd like to get in touch with us or sample the newsletter, it's hot and juicy every Friday. It's pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, or we are 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.